Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me now in this Players Spotlight and College Football Insiders brought to you by All Access Football Radio is Morgan Burnett, safety out of Georgia Tech. Hey, Morgan, how's it going today?
It went pretty good. It was a nice little tempo, and everyone was pumped up and excited to be back out there playing.
Yeah, first day of spring practice. Now, before we even get into the football, tell us, what have you been doing since your bowl game and since today, the start of spring? All right, now, how about off the field? Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, I'm sure while you're still practicing and working, you have a little more free time than you do during the season. So what do you keep busy in the off season, off the field, besides football and classes?
Pretty much hang out with Joshua Nesbitt and stuff. Pretty much rest up, really, and get ready for the spring and get ready for working out in class.
Get a lot of rest, right? Get that body prepared and ready. Do you follow any other sports teams there in Atlanta?
You say what, Atlanta?
Do you follow any of the other sports teams in Atlanta? Are you a big sports fan?
Oh, yeah. I like sports. I like watching NBA basketball. So I like to follow LeBron James, see what he's doing every night.
I hear that. So you prefer, you're going with LeBron over the hometown Hawks then?
Yeah, I go with LeBron.
What do you think of his little pregame celebration they do with the pictures and stuff? You like that?
Yeah, I like that. I like to see them having fun out there, so I like that. It's good entertainment.
Are you guys going to try to incorporate something like that in the secondary, or would Coach Johnson not be too happy about that?
Nah, but like in the locker room, we got two team clowns, and Brad Jefferson and Joshua Nesbitt. They put on some good shows in the locker room.
Give us an example. What's something that had you rolling on the floor?
I caught number four singing and doing dance routines in the locker room.
So do they know they're being funny, or do they think they got some talent?
They can't really sing, but you can't tell them that. They think they better than Beyonce.
No, that's good stuff there. Now let's talk about your game a little bit. You know, I've read coaches and teammates. You know, when they talk about you, they seem to talk about your instincts. Do you think that's the strength of your game?
Yeah, I think that's the strength, just having a nose for the football and just the coach dribbling our head, just to play hard every play and every down.
Now, that word instincts, you know, when people hear that, they think, you know, this is something that's like natural ability. I mean, is that something that comes natural to you, or is that more about hard work and film study?
It comes from both, just natural and film study. Just fly to the ball, wherever the ball is, just fly to the ball.
All right, now last season I see you went from 2.5 tackles for a loss as a freshman. You had 7 last year. Is that something that you were working on to improve, playing closer to the line of scrimmage and doing a job of getting into the backfield, or is that more because of the changes in the defensive scheme?
It is sometimes it's the defensive scheme for that week, but just wherever Coach Roman puts me, I just try my best to work harder, and then my main goal is to try to get better each year.
All right, and speaking of getting better, spring is the best time to do it. So is there something you're focusing on, specifically on improving in your game this spring?
I'm focused on just getting better all around, just all my whole game, from tackling, from coverage, playing with my eyes and knowing my assignment.
And what does that mean, playing with my eyes? Clarify that for the listeners out there.
Just basically studying my keys, watching my keys, and don't let my eyes be roaming around or get lost during the play.
So don't get caught peeking there, right? And, you know, even so, you've still been doing a great job of picking off the quarterback. You got 10 interceptions, and with 2 years of eligibility remaining, Alfonso Smith from Wake Forest broke the conference record with 21 last season. Is that something that you have in your mind? Is that a goal of yours?
That's a goal, but my main goal is just help the team out the best way I can and just play my game and just let the rest just come along with just having a great season, having been on a great team.
Are you listening to All Access Football Radio? I'm your host, Daniel Moglione, and this College Football Insiders Player Spotlight with stellar safety Morgan Burnett out of Georgia Tech. He was an All-ACC freshman and a freshman All-American in 2007, and last season he made several All-American teams as well as earning first-team All-ACC honors after recording 93 tackles and 7 interceptions in his sophomore season. Now, Morgan, let's go back to last year for a second. Your last two games really were the two ends of the spectrum, right? I mean, you had that thrilling come-from-behind victory over your rival Georgia, and then a disappointing bowl game. You kind of already brought up that bowl game as motivation. What was bigger? Was it the high from beating Georgia or the low from losing to LSU?
The biggest is from losing to LSU. Cause that's the last impression that the nation has on Georgia Tech. So that's been our big motivation, because that was our last game of the season, and we lost our last game.
All right, now let me ask you about a couple of your teammates. What's tougher in practice, to bring down the 228-pound Jonathan Dwyer, who's a beast of a runner, or going up for a jump ball against that 6'3" wideout, Demetrius Thomas?
Ooh, both on tough. Hopefully look on your side that day.
So in general, you must be happy you're not going against those guys as well as that triple option offense, right? I mean, that's something defenders hate to face.
Yeah, it's a good thing that they're on our team, but as a defense, the offense helps us out and make us tougher going against the triple option. So they help us out a whole lot.
Now, you played quarterback in high school. Would you have enjoyed running this offense, or would you be more of a spread guy?
When I was at quarter, I ran a little bit of option, but I was better out of the spread. I just pull the ball down and run.
All right. Now, talk to me a little bit about one of your former teammates, Michael Johnson. He's a guy that's been critiqued a lot by, you know, media and scouts and pretty much everybody in the football industry. And I've read a couple quotes here and there where you've kind of defended him. Tell us a little bit about Michael, both as a player and, you know, off the field as someone who's played with him the last 2 years.
Michael Johnson, he's a great athlete on the field, and he's a great person off the field. So he's a good guy to be around, and he's a great leader on our team. So he said that we know what to pick up going into the spring.
All right, how about Derek Morgan? He's going to have to step up his game. What do you expect from him this year? You know, you guys, not only are you losing Michael Johnson, but you're losing Vince Walker and Darrell Richard. That's about 100 starts along that defensive line. Is Morgan ready for that challenge?
Yeah, he's ready, and then we have a lot of great young D linemen that's coming in that's anxious and ready to play. So Darren Moore is a great leader towards them, so they will be all right.
Give us a name of somebody we should be looking out for to kind of emerge along that defensive line, somebody the fans out there, maybe they don't know who he is yet.
It's pretty much, you really don't know yet, but T.J. Barnes has been doing very well out there.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for him. Now, I got a couple more for you before we let you go. Over the last 7 games last year, you really faced some of the best receivers in the country. I'm talking about Aaron Kelly, Ogletree, Greg Carr, Hakeem Nicks, Brooks Foster, Muhammad Masakwa, Demetrius Byrd, among others. Who was the toughest guy you faced last year?
I have to say Hakeem Nicks. Hakeem Nicks was one of the best receivers.
What made him so tough from a safety's perspective?
He has very good hands. He runs good routes, and just he has a nose for the football. And when the ball in the air, he feels like that's his ball, and he's gonna try his best to come down with it.
All right, and now how about let me ask you about a quarterback, Matthew Stafford. As I said, you guys beat the Bulldogs to end the year. Great win for the Yellow Jackets. How about him? How does his arm compared to other quarterbacks you've faced in your career so far?
Matthew Stafford was a great quarterback. Had a good strong arm. It seemed like every throw he made was right on the money.
Well, except at least one wasn't on the money, right? There was one that you snagged.
Yeah, interception. Yeah.
You got that interception off him, and you took it to the house, pick six. You ever go on YouTube and check that out?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times on YouTube.
People send that to you, or you go on your own?
Nah, somebody sent it to me.
All right. Now, Morgan, before we let you go, we close things out with a quick three and out. So first down. Do you follow anybody's Twitter? That's the hottest thing nowadays. Do you follow anybody on Twitter?
On Twitter, what's that?
Twitter?
No.
You haven't followed that yet? All right. Second down. Favorite? You said LeBron James is your favorite basketball player now, but who was your favorite player when you were growing up as a kid?
Football player.
Football or basketball? Either one.
Football player, I have to say Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, all right. Third down, Biggie or Tupac?
Tupac.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, Morgan, for giving us some time. We want to wish you luck this spring and stay healthy there.
Yeah.